All right, hello, Nick.
Yes.
Hey, Nick, thank you for patiently holding the line. So, as it relates, being that you are using your router, we're not able to troubleshoot from our end. But, quick question, what are the speeds are you're getting?
Like in the really like anywhere between 200 and 300 on my phone, I get like 600. The upload speed is probably a little bit better. It's around 7, but we got 2 gig by 2 gig.
Okay.
We're
So
doing
if
a
you,
lot better than that.
yeah, and how many devices do you have connected?
Connected, I think we have 33, but most of them are like Fire Sticks.
Oh,
They're
okay.
inactive, TVs,
Okay. All right. So remember, being that I'm still not able to like see the different devices that are being connected, but just also to let you know that remember with the 2 gig, it allows a larger bandwidth. And remember that you do have devices that has certain limitation, being that you can only communicate so fast with the internet. The only other option is that we could come in and install our router so that we would be able to check like the speeds, which device, see if there's a problem with the
Okay.
device or see what's happening with our router. We would be able to basically troubleshoot a lot better.
Okay. Also, I have a Wi-Fi mesh system, and I have the actual router itself and then spikes, two access points. Would I have to pay for additional access points, or are they included with the whole home Wi-Fi?
You're talking as it relates to the extenders.
Well, it would be if the base unit itself, the router, will do the whole house, great. But if it doesn't, then I need additional access points, and then I get charged for those.
That is correct. Yeah. So if it's a case that the router, it's not, I mean, how big is your home?
2,700 square feet.
Oh yeah, you're gonna need additional extenders. Usually once you're over 1,000 to 1,500 square feet, we usually do recommend that you get another one or two. Archtop does provide extenders, but it's an additional $7.99 per month. If you do have your
Yeah.
own, the team would be able to help set you up with that. But if not, then it's an additional fee. But being that you do have a larger, well, a higher speed, the 2 gig, it creates a larger bandwidth for the home. But to have it to work efficiently, it would be recommended that you do have extenders in the home.
Okay, and I could use my own extenders, or
Yeah, if
I would have to.
once you do have one that is compatible, most are compatible with our router, then yes, you can have that set up and have the internet. You'd be able to create different access points across the home where it could be used a lot
Okay.
more efficient.
All right. Can we get a technician out here to test that?
Get a technician out to install our router
Yes.
because if it's a case that you do, are you planning on getting extenders or?
Well, I have, like I said, I just bought at, $450 a Wi-Fi 6E mesh system.
Oh,
So
okay.
if you're saying that you can't troubleshoot it, and I'm getting, speeds that I
Lower
should
speeds.
be getting, a lot better. And I got a brand new iPad here that's only doing 600.
Yeah, I think it's because what I think the required speeds are going to the ONT gateway is just that the multiple devices that you do have connected also, depending on what area of the house you are at, and the bandwidth that the devices is allowed to carry, manage to
Yeah,
carry.
well, the main router is in my living room, and I do a lot of things right in the living room. And
yes,
I
but
my,
how many other devices are
right
connected
there.
To it that are also
to
using
that
the internet?
One, I think there's like four devices connected to it, and one of them is my MacBook.
Okay.
All
right. So,
MacBook. So
what I'm going to do is I'm going to create the task for you where we would get someone out to install the router. That doesn't come at the cost because we would just be installing our equipment. Installation is usually free. But as it relates to your extenders that you might have to get it connected to it, you might be charged additionally.
Okay.
So for us to install our equipment, that would be free. But if it's the case that we would have to work with your extenders, the truck roll fee is $49.99 and any labor cost is $130 an hour.
Okay. I am well qualified to take care of the installation of the
okay,
extended.
So it's just to come and just carry our router and install that. That should be okay?
Yep.
Okay. Give me one moment, please.
Yeah, because this way we can see how far it extends in the house.
Yeah, and also
you
would have access as well. So once you do get our router, you get access to HomePass. And once you get access to HomePass, you can see all the devices connected. You can also see which extender that it's connected to, the different speeds that you're getting, and just to see how each device responds well to the internet.
Right. Is there a list of the compatible,
compatible extenders?
Yeah.
No, I don't. But what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna also put a note in your ticket to let them know. Could you let me know the type of extenders you have, the Wi-Fi mesh system that you have?
I have the TP-Link XE75 Pro.
All right, so that's the TP-Link XE75 Pro?
Correct.
Okay, so I'll make sure to put it in. So once the technician do get your ticket to come out your location, they'll see it, and they can probably check to see if it is compatible.
Okay.
I'll let you know, because usually they do call out before they arrive at your location.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll definitely make sure that I'm here. And
okay, well, let's see. I'm going to need to set up a date and time for you as well. Is it okay if I just place it on hold for just another minute or two, please, just so I can pull up the calendar and see which technician we have available in your area?
Sure, no problem.
Yeah, the sooner would be better for you. Just give me one moment, please.
Okay.